This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, the home all week of the SOCOM Warrior Games. And hopefully you get a chance to get out and see what's going on here. Tampa, Florida is the home of the SOCOM Warrior Games this week. And to all the great radio stations across America, thank you for carrying our program, and thanks to the people listening. Special thanks go out to the military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things moving along, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information about this radio show. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours has been founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, this is the way we started things out yesterday. This is what we heard coming out of CENTCOM and the Department of Defense.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella, commander of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command. I'm prepared to give a statement, but I won't be answering questions at this time. A U.S. Navy RQ-4 was flying over the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz on a recent surveillance mission in international airspace in the vicinity of recent IRGC maritime attacks when it was shot down by an IRGC surface-to-air missile fired from a location in the vicinity of Gorukh, Iran. This was an unprovoked attack on a U.S. surveillance asset that had not violated Iranian airspace at any time during its mission. This attack is an attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce. Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false. The aircraft was over the Strait of Hormuz and fell into international waters. At the time of the intercept, the RQ-4 was operating at high altitude, approximately 34 kilometers from the nearest point of land on the Iranian coast. This dangerous and escalatory attack was irresponsible and occurred in the vicinity of established air corridors between Dubai, UAE, and Muscat, Oman, possibly endangering innocent civilians. Thank you.
Now, Kyle, the race is on to retrieve that drone and the wreckage of it right now in the Straits of Hormuz. I'm not sure who's going to get to it first, but the Iranians are out there, the Americans are out there, and we're trying to retrieve that wreckage. We do know that there is video evidence from the Department of Defense showing the Iranian missile being launched and striking our drone that was flying overhead. All of that was recorded in video in real time, as well as the exactual position of being sent back by the drone as to what it was observing, latitude, longitude, and the time it was struck.
Exactly right. And this is a very large aircraft, by the way. This
the size of a Boeing 737.
Exactly right. It's got a wingspan of about 131 feet. This is going to have a lot of tech aboard it, of course. And so you're right.
Worth $128 million.
Exactly right. And these things can fly upwards of 400 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to be happening, of course, is that, as you said, the race is on. They may be looking to try to cover up the evidence, as we believe we have seen before with these mines attached to these different tankers. But the evidence will be there. And, of course, the Iranians are claiming that the drone was within their territorial area. Nothing could be further from the truth on that.
Now, within the past couple of hours, we've received word from reports coming out of the Department of Defense. This has not been anything where anyone made a statement, nor the White House, that the mission that was going to be launched, and by the way, Mr. Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, called it measured responses ahead when he walked out in front of the White House and telegraphed what we were going to do. That might have had something to do with canceling it because they moved their assets that we were targeting. That's number one. Number two, we understand that the limited attack that was in place has been canceled. There's a couple of reasons for that, and we're not going to have enough time to talk about it this side of the break, but I'm not surprised based on the fact that McConnell came out and telegraphed the move to the whole world right there in the parking lot, in the driveway, rather, of the White House.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And typically in a situation like this, you don't even use words to describe what may happen.
That's right.
You simply say, we had a great briefing with the president. Everything is on the table, and that's all you say.
Now, I will tell you that there are plans in place that would have gone after the missile sites, that would have gone after some of the radar sites, that might have also gone after some of those fast boat sites, base and whatnot, exactly the sort of stuff we were talking about. But I will also say that it's not totally gone and it's not forgotten because it depends on what Iran's next move is. And Kyle, you hold that thought. We'll get into more discussion about that when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more. And Kathy's going to tell you what the telephone number is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, I ran into Mike Gallagher yesterday afternoon here in the back studio where he broadcasts from live Monday through Friday when he's here in Florida, and had a little chat with him. It was a great conversation, and he's got his son down here now for the weekend. His son came down to visit, and Mike, of course, lives over near the Gulf of Mexico, so that's a good thing there, and good morning to them. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, that's a father and son operation, too, with Pete and Seth Talbot. And I've been taking this medication now. This natural remedy, pain remedy, for going on about 3 years now. Now, I've had a lot of problems because having served our country, both in the fire service and in the military, I've been shot, stabbed, blown up, burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones in the process. And arthritis has become my enemy right now. Now, I went through the bursitis, and it wound up going to arthritis. And when that happens, anybody that knows anything about it, you're in pain, and you obviously have to take something for it. Now, I had been taking prescription Mobic and Flexeril, and I quit doing that about 5 years ago, and I went over and said, well, I'm going to take a leave and see if that works. So I took a leave, and the doctor said, yeah, you can do it, but don't take it more than three times a day. Take it with food. So I did it 2 a.m, 2 p.m, 2 p.m. at supper time. And then I decided when I heard about this Relief Factor being advertised that I'd give it a shot, because what it did for me was twofold. Number one, because of the surgery I've had on my ankle and my ankle replacement surgery that came later, my ankle swells up from time to time just by being on it for too long. And the Mobic was part of the reason for that, was to reduce the inflammation. Well, guess what? So doesn't Relief Factor. I found out. And it's not a narcotic. You don't need to worry about that. So you can do what I did, tried the starter set, the starter pack for $19.95, and see what it does for you. Now, there's two ways you can go about doing that. You can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that logo link that's right there, or you can go directly to the following website and do it and check it out. It's called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And when you go there, you'll watch a little video he's got there. Pete is actually doing the video. He'll tell you about what it does. It's totally natural. You get your money back if it doesn't work, and nothing ventured, nothing gained. But if you're like me and you were having problems like I was, that's one way to solve it, and hopefully it'll work for you because it worked for me. Relieffactor.com/thecaptain. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, back to wrap up this uranium situation. I believe that this was put on hold now because of the fact that Mitch McConnell and a couple of other people came out, stood there in the White House driveway, and said, well, measured action is coming, and we're behind the president. I mean, you don't do that.
No, you really don't, because, again, you never want to give any indication whatsoever of what the response might be.
Nope.
And I think that, generally speaking, I'm sure the president has received counsel that, you have to have a measured response, quote-unquote, to these kinds of things. But all of that, everything should be on the table. And I thought the president himself handled it very well when he was in the Oval Office and talking with reporters, and simply saying, Iran made a big mistake, we're all going to find out what's going to happen next, stay tuned kind of a thing, because you always want to keep the enemy off balance on that. Otherwise, they may take these different measures, which then means that the logistics and everything that was put in place early on all has to be redone, and we don't want to have to do that on a moment's notice. You want whatever the response to be decisive and send the right message. And that being said, Captain, I think that the president continues to go down the right path here, because the idea is going to be to continue to build an international consensus that what Iran is doing and has now done to the American drone is a cause for great concern, so that when the United States and its allies does do something against Iran, you have that international support.
Well, here's the other thing. You've got the United Nations is going to be the Iranians are going to take this to the United Nations, so they say, and that's fine. Let them have at it. And the United States has already got this video we saw, which came, in fact, from the drone and from our other intel, showing the missile from Iran being launched. But because of all of this activity, guess what Iran went and did?
What was that?
Move the targets.
Well, exactly, yeah, move the targets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, Captain, because the United States, nor its allies, doesn't really have any reason to want to provoke something with Iran in a general sense. But Iran seems to be acting in a very provocative manner. Obviously, the attacks on the tankers says it all. The SAM missile attack upon the U.S. drone also is very, very disturbing. So one might wonder if the mullahs in Iran maybe wouldn't be so quick to not try to precipitate something. Their country is literally falling apart around them. The inflation is skyrocketing. The stability is going away. They know they had a bad deal with the Iran nuclear deal. The president pulled out of it. These things are happening, and so hopefully cooler heads will prevail, and they will be the determiners here of what happens next, I think.
All righty. Well, now back to the political and the things that are going on. The president has talked about Joe Biden, and he's talked about the fact that Joe Biden's past is not coming back to bite him. The president lashed out during a Telemundo interview, saying that Bernie looks crazy, Biden looks exhausted. Here's part of what was said by the president with Jose Diaz-Balart on Telemundo.
Who would you prefer as an adversary?
I really, I've been asked that question. Honestly, you never know. You never know. I could comment on different ones, but I won't bother too much. I think just a little bit. Bernie looks like he's had it. Bernie looks crazy, but he always did, but he looks like a tired crazy right now. And Joe Biden, he looks like he's just exhausted. I don't know what happened to him, but he is exhausted. And he doesn't do any work. He's not working. One thing I found out about this job, to do it right, and I've done it right, you have to work hard.
Well, you do, don't you?
Well, exactly right. And not to be too flip here, but Joe Biden does look like he has that he's just not not all completely firing on 100% of the cylinders.
He's right? Under intense stress. For a guy that's 76 years old to be under a bunch of stress is not a good thing.
No, it's not. And again, you know, Joe Biden, of course, has been around for so very long. He's campaigned in so many different ways throughout his political
career. Oh, and there's one other thing, too, by the way. There were a lot of questions being fired at him about his son and the deal with Russia and all that sort of stuff. And he refused to answer it. His son is not talking. I believe his name is Hunter. Is not talking about any of this, and that's putting additional pressure on him.
Well, exactly right. And really what's even been missing from the very get-go of Biden getting into the race is, again, that fire in the belly. And I think it's demonstrable. You go back and you look at the candidates who were able to simply start from scratch and then go all the way to the White House. They had that fire in the belly, and some indefinable X factor is there. And I just have not seen that with Joe Biden.
Speaking of fire in the belly, here's a real quick clip of Bill de Blasio talking about AOC and her concentration camp comments.
I'm curious, were you uncomfortable with the way Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez compared what's going on down at the border with concentration camps? Because some people took offense to that. So wait a minute. And this gets at language. This goes to the same thing.
100%.
This is somebody who may not understand what that means.
They are entirely different realities. Yeah.
And so she was wrong, and you would be critical of her. You would tell her not to use that language.
I respect her greatly, and I feel very close to her in terms of philosophy, but of course she was wrong. You cannot compare what the Nazis did in concentration camps, unfortunately, is without any historical. I mean, it's a horrible moment in history. There's no way to compare.
And did you hear what AOC did after that?
Well, I think she came out strongly against it. I didn't hear exact words.
She came out strongly against it, and she said that her words were taken out of context. Of course, she didn't mean anything like the Nazi concentration camps. Well, excuse me, a concentration camp is a concentration camp, and the whole world knows what that means.
Well, precisely, because when she said what she said, the exact connotation of that was to evoke images of World War II and what the Nazis were doing to the Jews in places like Auschwitz. This is so terrible and grisly for her to say things like that it's just unbelievable.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we'll be back talking about some of the comments the president made that the Dems are trying to pull apart and misrepresent and fabricate and whatever else it is they're trying to do. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
This is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment. What happened? Shooting down the drone.
and this country will not stand for it.
Tension grows between the U.S. and Iran as the military in that country shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace. President Trump calls the move a big mistake.
But it was a very foolish move.
In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland.
The cross was erected in 1925 as a tribute to the 49 local men who gave their lives in World War I. Mike Berry of First Liberty was one of the attorneys involved in this case.
This very much should put an end to attacks on veterans' memorials and other public displays that happen to have some kind of religious imagery.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And guess what? Wayne will be back on next week. He goes every other week and then comes on the program, so he'll be back on next week talking about some great things with me. Now, don't forget we have got some information coming your way again here in just a moment or two, and I got Colonel Jim on my messenger here. I'm going to ask him a question that way, see if I can get an answer. Now, Geico brings you this portion of the program, Geico Insurance. That's G-E-I-C-O. And remember, they can insure things besides just your car or your truck. They can give you coverage on your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even that snowmobile that you're still using. Because guess what, folks? Out there in the Sierra Nevadas and the Rockies above 6,000 feet, it's snowing tonight. And they'll help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. So check them out online, Geico, G-I-C-O.com, or just look in your phone book under insurance, and you should be able to find them that way. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, we got a question from Al in Nebraska. You want to hear it?
Sure thing.
Okay, he says, good morning, Captain Matt. I wonder if Iran's actions are being influenced by John Kerry at all. And my question to that is, my best guess, and it is strictly a guess, is more than likely yes. However, try to prove it.
Well, certainly, yeah. You would have to have something to rely on that. But I think certainly between John Kerry and former President Obama, this was their big legacy deal with Iran. And, I'm sure that, and they've spoken out about this before. So, yeah, I think we know where their feelings lie on this whole, everything to do with Iran.
Right. Now, I've got something here that I want to play. Let's see here. Now, the president said a lot of things, and, of course, the Democrats are going to try to tear it apart. He was on the air with Hannity the night that all this stuff started to come down. This is what Joe Scarborough and his little buddies have to say about trying to tear down the president.
I worry about Iranian hegemony. I worry about Iranian proxy wars and terror. I worry about their alliance with Vladimir Putin. And I'm not sure where China shakes out in all of this. As you look at the geopolitical work up there, Iran, Russia, China, tell me your concerns.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's under control. Don't worry about a thing.
Good. Okay, so here I am, and I was about to say, pigs fly. Breaking news, pigs fly. I agree with Sean Hannity. I really do. I mean, and anybody that's seen what Iran's done over the past decade, well, why don't we just take it back a notch to, like, 1979? No reason to worry about Iran, but Donald Trump. Can we get the music back up? Donald Trump, he's like sort of at one of those tiki huts, right? Maybe outside the Floribama. And he's got a pina colada, right? And they're about to have the interstate mullet toss. And this music's in the background. And they're nuclear weapons that are just rising slowly behind him. And they and it says death to America scribbling it. But you know, what's Donald doing?
Don't worry about a thing.
He's saying, is that Bob Marley? I love Bob Marley. Oh my God, don't worry about a thing. Well, good morning. And I can't even do the accent. And welcome to Morning Joe. It's Thursday. I would have personally kept the music going while I did the introduction, but I don't know.
Well, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think there's a big difference between the President of the United States saying everything's under control, because from his perspective, Captain, the President is privy to a lot of different things, maybe that Joe Scarborough and some of his friends over there on his TV show are simply not privy to. And by the way, what would he want the President to say? Would he want the President to say, gee, I don't know, maybe everybody should start reviewing how to get under their desk in the event of a nuclear blast or something? You know, of course not. And that's also Trump's manner. Trump's manner is he's not going to go into great depth and explain all the situation. He's going to say things like, it's under control, don't worry about it right now, because he knows what he's talking about.
Right. And, of course, some of the other things that are going on here in the world in which we live, and by God, it's so busy right now you can hardly even stand up straight to see what's going on, is I'm watching to see all the different reactions and actions around the world. We had a major, and this is to change the subject a little bit because there's other things going on. We had a major Supreme Court decision yesterday about a cross that's visible from the highway in the, I believe it was Maryland, and it's a 40-foot tall cross that can remain on public land, even though there were people that sued because it bothered them so much because it brought about religious thoughts that they just don't want to have. And they just didn't think that needed to be anywhere near the road where they could see it.
Well,
of course, I'm exaggerating, but that was part of it.
Yeah, it exactly. Well, again, I mean, you know, sometimes part of living in a free society is that there are going to be things that you might not agree with, or some things might offend you. I can't imagine how many times everybody gets offended by something every single day. And of course there's, but at the same time, I don't know that that allows us to really just erase history or to erase something that maybe was put there in order to honor the fallen or this kind of thing. And so, yeah, very, very interesting decision.
Well, we know that they're trying to erase history. I mean, that's been something that they're trying to do, is rewrite the education and, again, the transformation of America, correct?
Absolutely, the fundamental transformation of America.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, what do you think about the Ninth Circuit Court, which is the court that's located out there by you, the Federal Appeals Court, saying that the new Trump administration rules restricting the use of federal dollars for abortion can, in fact, take effect while the government appeals decisions that blocked them to begin with?
Well, that's, yeah, very, very interesting. You know, this is going to become, it would seem, one of the central issues, and abortion has always been, it seems, at the forefront of any, you know, presidential election cycle. But I think this time around it's going to be even more, certainly with the heartbeat laws that we're seeing going into effect in these different states and so forth, the reaction that we've seen even from, for example, the entertainment industry. We're not going to, you know, produce our programs in certain states or make movies in states that have these things. And so, it will be a big issue, obviously. But at the same time, though, there are politics attached to it, but then there's also the practicalities of what the federal government can and can't do, what the president can and can't do under the authority of the president. And so hopefully we'll get to something that's more than simply political reactions.
Now, going back to politics, we're going to talk about Alabama. You remember Judge Ray Moore?
Right.
Well, the judge is coming back into politics. He's miffed the Republican Party there because he's announced he's going to make another run for U.S. Senate after failing to win the seat 2 years ago amid some sexual misconduct accusations that were not true, and he's going to go up against the Democrat that took the seat away from Jeff Sessions.
Right. Well, this is going to be Judge Roy Moore Part 2, I guess.
With the cowboy hat and the horse.
Well, exactly.
I think he rode that horse to the polls to vote, didn't he?
He might have. Yes, he might have. I seem to recall something like that. Yeah. But yeah, so this is going to be interesting to watch, and only because of the massive political damage that he's suffered. So whether or not it's overcomable, the voters they'll be the final judge of that.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, the situation that we have going on in Alabama, I'm not sure that the Republican Party will get totally behind him. That was part of the problem before, I think, and we'll see what happens in terms of what if he gets the nomination this time. He is still popular in Alabama, and we've got listeners in Alabama that'll tell you that. I mean, they'll tell you that to a man or a woman, that they support the judge, they like the judge, and they think he got a raw deal. I've heard that for months, ever since the Democrat got elected, surprisingly got elected.
Well, right, and again, so, you know, the pressure that the electorate can give, even to the local, you know, the state party leadership, this kind of thing, may have a lot to do with how this all ultimately goes, because if the voters aren't going to be excited or wanting to vote for whoever the candidate is, then they're going to stay home, and then you're going to have a loss. So this is going to be a tightrope, but be very a very interesting thing to watch.
All righty, and we're running out of time here, so what I'm going to do is give you ample opportunity to tell everybody how they can hear your great little show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And remember, the Professor of Politics is with us 5 or 6 nights of the week. This week you're doing it 6. Next week it'll be 5 because Wayne will be back doing his one-night stand. So you have a great day and a great evening, and I'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Thank you, Captain. You
all too. Right. Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways, and Kathy's going to give you how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, That's Merle Haggard, and he's the theme song from Moving On. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, is brought to you by your friends at the Pilot or Flying J truck stop near you. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Things have gotten a lot better out there, and boy, they got some really good amenities and some great services at your Pilot or Flying J. Check them out next time you're out there and looking for a new place to stop at. You might be surprised. All righty. Boy, the weather, snow, snow out in the Rockies and the Sierra Nevadas, and we'll tell you all about it as the temperatures have gotten colder. If you're headed up on I-90 tonight in Wyoming, you are going to run into it. 4th of July, you got snow up on top of 4th of July. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell you, above 6,000 feet in the Rockies and in the Sierra Nevadas, you're going to find the white stuff, 6,000 feet plus, and going to be several inches. It won't be a lot of snow, but it'll be just enough to make you remember that it's not summertime totally, even though the 21st of June is the longest day of the year. And it's supposed to be the first day of summer, too, I do believe. Now, let's take a look at the weather. We have got, I'll tell you what, Texas, the central part of Texas, the Dallas Metroplex and on down to Austin and San Antonio and down to Houston, Texas, and over towards the border. You have got temperatures today that will be between 105 and 110 degrees as a heat advisory is up there. In addition, the possibility is there for not only more storms, but some severe storms, because there is a cold front that's working its way in that direction. You've also still got some streams under a flood watch and or flood warning from the last series of rain they had. Now, moving straight up into the northern part of Kansas and the central part of Nebraska, possibly around North Platte and certainly over through Lincoln over towards Omaha, you have got an area of very unsettled weather tonight, with severe thunderstorm warnings all over the area. Flash flood watches and warnings too. There is currently a tornado warning up for, the north central part of Kansas right now, which I'm trying to get a little better fix on it here to give you a better idea. It's east of Goodland, Texas, and, it's somewhere just a little bit north, but not very far north of I-70 in that area. I'm sure if you drivers are out on I-70, you'll see all the lightning there to the north. That is a tornado warning in the midst of all that stuff that's out there. Now, let's go on down get back down in the southwest, New Mexico. You've got a very fire watch warning from Alamogordo on up through Ruidoso, in the mountains there, and up quite a ways. And then in the central part of New Mexico tonight, you have got some unsettled weather conditions there. Got some winds blowing around there out in the northeastern part of Arizona up on I-40, going out through the Navajo Indian Reservation. You've got some fire warnings there as well in the higher elevations. Fire watch warnings. Be careful about that. And the winds are blowing there on some of the higher elevations. California, you've got, again, out there, you've got some heat advisories in the desert. Plus, it's cooler in the mountains tonight, so you could have some conflicting clashes of cold versus warm, and whenever that happens, you're going to have some thunderstorms, so just be watching out for that. And way up in Sacramento Valley, you've got a heat and fire threat advisory there. Now, we've got a freeze warning tonight in central Oregon, east of Medford in the central southern part of Oregon. Also got a freeze warning, not frost, but freeze warning for the eastern third of Nevada tonight in the higher elevations all the way to the Utah border. It is also cold in the western part of Wyoming. You've got snow above 6,000 feet out there. And again, as I said, in Montana, above 6,000 feet, including the 4th of July pass up on I-90, you've got snow above 6,000 feet. So be careful. And then over into the northeast, we still have an area of rain and flood watches and flood advisories for Pennsylvania, up around Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Harrisburg, let's see, Harrisburg and Williamsport, PA, and up to the New York line. A lot of those streams are over their banks. Now, the prognostication is that severe thunderstorms are possible Friday night across parts of the northern and central plains, southeast across the middle and lower Missouri and mid-Mississippi valleys into the Tennessee Valley region, and very large hail and straight-line winds, along with a possible tornado or two, are the main threats. Now, excessive rainfall may lead to flash flooding over portions of the Midwest, and we are seeing where central Michigan could be getting some rain, and some flood watches have been posted there. Western Ohio, we've got flood watches posted there. And down in southern Illinois and southeastern Missouri, and further down the Mississippi River, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee, down into Mississippi, along the Louisiana border, you've got flood watches all down through that area, too. And as this storm comes inland from California, from the southern part of Oregon, all the way down now to San Francisco, and moves to the east, it'll pretty much be following the course of I-80 to the east for the colder weather temperatures. It'll be clashing with those warmer temperatures. And so you know what that'll mean. Now, got to tell you about our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J. I got a text message from some of our friends out there that have been pulling into the Flying J, some of the drivers, and they've been saying, hey, we're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he told us we might be able to get a free cup of coffee there. Well, yeah, you are, but not all the places are doing it, and some of them will be getting the message along the line because they appreciate knowing that somebody's talking about them on the radio, and as a reciprocation back, they do that. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be able to fill your thermos up, guys and gals, so just keep that in mind. But your Pilot and Flying J's now include restaurants in them that might be an Arby's, might be a Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, or Moe's Southwest Grill. And don't forget, you might even find a Dunkin' Donuts now showing up in some of them. Now, this is all, again, not your daddy's truck stop, because this is a pretty good facilities and pretty good eating there for most part. And they got in the travel centers, the big travel centers, they've got all the amenities too, all the stuff that you need to have, including lounges with big screen televisions for professional drivers, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundries to keep up with your clothes, keeping up with you, that is, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks so you can use the computer if you need to do that. And I know in some of the cases in the parking lots, they got Wi-Fi, because I've had people tell me about it, that they're out in the parking lot with the Wi-Fi. And there's Dennis and, let's see, there's Catwoman and Road Dog. More snow. Yeah, more snow, guys. And they got the abominable snowman, forget the milk and bread, in their little picture. You guys are funny. So you guys truck them safe tonight. They're they're headed back north. They're up in Missouri someplace, headed back north, so they'll do well. By the way, got to remember the rollback drivers, because Flip told me I didn't remember the rollback drivers when I was saying hello to everybody. So there's my plug for that. And Sam the Paperman said, you forgot the paper people, too. Well, okay, for the people out there delivering the papers, there you go. You're recognized, too, tonight. So I'll be right back with more Top of the Hour. Ms. Rosemary coming right in after the Top of the Hour news. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.